We are joined by Professor Jocelyn Che from Sydney University. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. What prompted an upgrade of the travel warning from China towards Australia?
Yes, well, it's I'm sorry to say, but it's tit for tat. And I really think that you might describe the downward spiral in relations over recent months, and particularly since April, as a kind of a playground fight. So, you know, you started it. No, he hit me first and so on. We could go back and try to find an origin of it, but the latest, which is this Chinese warning about travel to Australia, actually almost exactly mirrors an Australian warning of people about travel to China.
Right. It is a bit of a tit for tat then.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And when you spoke before about there's not much, I mean, we could go back to see an origin, but it is a bit of a tit for tat between the two countries. Do you think that the tension that has risen has been because of the coronavirus?
No, I don't think that the virus has really got anything very much to do with it, except that it's been used by sort of anti-China forces, particularly in the United States. So Trump, for instance, has referred to it as Kung Flu or the China Plague and so on. So we've got a bit caught up in that kind of thinking, you know, that anything to do with China is bad.
Yeah, then this is not productive, helpful, or in any way morally right.
No, I'm afraid it's reached quite a dangerous stage now where people like me who comment on China matters and Australia-China relations, if we say anything sort of moderate or, you know, pointing out that not everything about China is bad, then we're liable to be labelled as spokespersons for the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh my gosh. When we're talking about trading partners, obviously Australia and China do have a strong tie in that way. Do you think Australia should be looking for other trading partners, or what's your opinion on it?
Well, as somebody who has, you know, I'm not just an academic. I've worked in government for the Department of Trade and Department of Foreign Affairs when they were separate departments. It's always good advice to say don't put your eggs in one basket. And Australia should be broadening its trade relations with India, with Southeast Asia, with Japan, with Indonesia in particular. But frankly, none of them will be as important to Australia in economic terms as China.
Yeah.
Our trade with China outweighs by far our trade with any other partner that we have.
Yeah.
And there's no way that India could take up the slack if we were to sort of decouple from China.
Now, in terms of the warning, the travel warning, and I do want to preface this question by agreeing with the fact that it is a tit for tat. Should Australians have any concerns travelling to China once the travel restrictions have been lifted? Although I'm sure it can go the other way as well.
Well, I think that I'm someone who's visited China many times and worked there. You're always conscious that the Chinese legal system doesn't have the protections of personal human rights that Australian system has. So you want to be careful in China. But in normal times, I would say that there is nothing particularly that's made the situation in China worse. However, when we've got to this stage of tit for tat, it is also possible that an Australian passport would be regarded by Chinese authorities as, you know, you were a person who came from an unfriendly country.
Mm. And
so, yeah, it's you know, it's always wise to be careful if you're traveling in China. Just to give you a personal experience, many years ago, you know, I was involved in a traffic accident. An old man on a bicycle rode into the car that I was driving. And immediately there was a large crowd, and they all said it was my fault. You know, who do you believe? That made me extremely nervous in that situation. So, you know, this sort of thing can happen to you if you're traveling actually anywhere in Asia. It's not just China.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to have that general caution as well. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for providing your insight and joining the show this morning.
Thank you.